Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. A Faribault drug dealer warned a man that the heroin he sold him was laced with fentanyl. Faribault Police Chief Andy Boland commented on the quick arrest of 27-year-old Anthony Fugali just hours after they were called to a medical on Tuesday. Officers found a 38-year-old male unresponsive and showing evidence of a possible overdose. Life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. Faribault investigators and agents with the Cannon River Drug and Violent Offenders Task Force picked up Fugali around 10 p.m. He was charged with first-degree drug sale. Boland said,
"Well, they'd already kind of had him on their radar, so they were trying to see if they were working on other cases with this guy, and there was a connection to him with the victim." So.
Fugali was arrested in April for selling heroin. He told investigators then that he went tripping nearly daily to the cities to buy drugs. I asked Boland why they add fentanyl.
"The information we're receiving at the state is people are mixing fentanyl with this stuff to kind of, you know, get some street cred that this is some really potent stuff. But it's incredibly dangerous. It's like a game of Russian roulette."
He called on the community to call 911 if they're with someone overdosing. No charges will be filed against you.
"The people we dealt with yesterday on the overdose, they will not be prosecuted for anything. We want people to call us so we can try to save lives."
The task force will work with the Rice County Attorney's Office to put together a possible homicide case along with the drug charges as the investigation continues. Up until April, Fugali's run-ins with the law have all been petty misdemeanors. He remains in the Rice County Jail. Traffic safety is top of mind for Rice County Attorney John Fossum as Rice County judges have sentenced two people for traffic deaths in the last 2 weeks. One was caused by a driver's excessive alcohol consumption, and one was caused by grossly negligent driving. Fossum said often in these cases people react to the sentence as being too low. Some claim they're too high and that prison is not appropriate for such an offense. The law doesn't differentiate between grossly negligent driving and driving while under the influence and causing the death of another. This Father's Day weekend saw 11 traffic deaths in Minnesota. The 100 days from Memorial Day to Labor Day are the deadliest days for traffic deaths. Expect more enforcement waves for seat belts and distracted driving. Fossum's full article is on kymnradio.net with more information along with statistics. The Battle of the Badges blood drive was a success. Northfield firefighters and Northfield police held a friendly competition for the most blood donors yesterday. The event started with a full appointment schedule, 39 of 40. They had a few no-shows, but several walk-ins to make up for it. Their goal was to get 30 units, and they got 35. One donor was turned away because they had just recently donated elsewhere. The Northfield Police Department squeaked ahead of the fire department with a total of 20 votes to 16. The badges send a special thanks to the several volunteers from the VFW Ladies Auxiliary who helped out, providing assistance for the donors as they checked in wonderful company when each donor finished and regrouped with some cookies and juice. And Ruth's House, which provides transitional housing for women and children, is looking for volunteers in several areas, including lawn care, child care, front desk help, a handy person, and someone who knows IT. For more information and a list of household needs, go to rootshousemn.org. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.